Hello, 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 beautiful people. It is January 17th, 2017, and you're listening to the Unnamed Podcast. I am your host, Greg Lunt, and we are here for episode 43, I want to say. I'm recording this on Wednesday. You are listening to this on Thursday, or you're not. Maybe you're listening to this on Friday, or Saturday, or any fucking day. What am I talking about? This is podcasting. That's the beauty of the podcast, right? You can listen whenever the fuck you want. So I'm recording this on Wednesday, and man, these are getting more difficult as I go. And I think that like some good shit comes out of what I say, but for the most part, like I'm struggling to like get these going every day. It's kind of like a weight feeling kind of heavy for me. And I hope that's just in, you know, the lead up to episode 50, which is going to be my monumental, that's not the right word, my milestone episode where I accomplished what I set out to do, which was to do 50 of these every single week for a full year. Did I say, again, I talked about this in another one, but like, was it a full year? Did I say 52 or 50? I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up because we are on 43. And yeah, man, I mean, I'm kind of up and back on whether I'm going to continue it. We're going to see how I feel then. I probably will, because at that point I'll be able to open up about a few things that I haven't been able to talk about. Hopefully over the next couple of months, you know, that stuff will flesh itself out and I'll be able to give out some more details. But what I am going to tell you today is a story about how to not ruin your reputation. Running into a snake during a hike, and also an update on my apartment. But first, I wanted to go into my January goals that I talked about last week and like kind of give the update on where those are at. And frankly, some are going better than others. So my first goal was to get a tattoo. Haven't made any progress on that front. Hasn't even crossed my mind, really. Have not worked on the actual mock-up for it. Have not looked up tattoo artists in the area. So 2 weeks left in the month. Haven't thought about that at all. Second thing was to get my apartment completed and done. What I did do was I mounted my TV. So that looks fucking awesome. And I'm pleased with how it turned out. But I still have a ton more to do. I gotta go to IKEA and get a TV stand and, you know, some plants. I still have to work on my artwork and maybe paint in the living room. So there's still like a ton more to do. But like, mounting the TV was a really nice move. It feels like kind of a theater now. And everyone who's seen it has liked it. And you know how like the cord comes out the back and it's always really ugly? I got one of those like plastic white shells for it that you can like stick up against the wall and it hides the cord. So it's like looking kind of tight. But yeah, the TV stand under it is like too low now. It's looking shitty. So I got to go to IKEA and fix that up. They also have some sick artwork there. Like massive pieces for like $50 that take up, you know, 8 feet, like maybe $100, but still, like, you know, really cool photography, big size canvas, and pretty modern and trendy. So gonna do IKEA soon, and that's working on the apartment. I wanted to have my pitch deck completed for my app, which is gonna include like the logo and the market analysis and financial projections and things of that nature. We are pretty much done with the logo. Took like 2 or 3 days working with my friend slash designer, and it just looks really good. I'm really pleased with where it's at. And I think we want to potentially put it in the survey that we're gonna run just to see, you know, what people think of it and maybe give a few options if it's not as good as we think. But it's really clean and sleek, and there's like a dope concept to it, and the colors are on point. So I really like the logo and I'm super excited. As far as like the rest of the deck, kind of like, you know, fleshing it out with statistics and analysis and overall projections, my partner's coming over today and we're gonna dive into some of that stuff and hopefully get a head start there. So yeah, it's gonna come down to the wire for sure if I really wanna get this thing done by the end of the month. But for me, it's just like every single day just doing something positive, and I have been doing that. So pretty pleased with the app progression. And then the last thing was the at least twos. So I guess we'll just start with the good. I have done at least 2 hikes this week. I think I did 3, and actually came up with some really good ideas on my hikes. Like, I started getting back in the zone. I love that about the hikes. I did two or three of those, and that was great. Didn't do so great on the yoga. Haven't done yoga since the last podcast. So that's a full week, no yoga. I've looked at the schedule probably 4 or 5 days out of the 7 days and just didn't do it. So that's a fail so far. And then the other one, like I said, was out of my control. And I think I have to take this one off the list, but it's doubling my portfolio by the end of the month, which I'm actually down because the market took a big hit. But what was great was I wasn't freaking out. There are a lot of people that got in the market maybe a little late. You know, maybe you bought Bitcoin at 13, 14, 16, 19K, and you've been suffering for the last month as it's come down. And then yesterday and this morning, actually, it got down to $9,000. And, you know, people are freaking out about potentially Bitcoin and crypto exchanges being banned in certain Asian countries. It's not going to happen. And regardless, we were due for a massive correction just based on the huge spike up that we've seen over the past 3 or 4 months. I think a better time frame for me potentially doubling the portfolio just based on the charts and like the fundamental sentiment is probably end of February instead of end of January. But yeah, about like this dip, you know, it took a really hard dip. Bitcoin and went down maybe 20 or 30% in the last 2 or 3 days. And the altcoins went down even more than that. So it was just a bloodbath. Everything on your portfolio, if you have any stocks in crypto, it was just red and a lot of double digit red percentage losses. But anyone who's been paying attention knew this was going to happen. And that's what you get into when you get in this market, and you have to have fun with it. Like, I legitimately just watched it with open eyes. I watched, you know, how people were talking about it on Twitter, how friends were talking about it, some friends that are in the market, some friends that are out of the market, how I was feeling about it, and just using it as data points instead of worrying, because I know that this thing is real and that it's going to come back. And by the way, Bitcoin has dropped 30% or more in a few day span 5 times this year, or in 2017. So this is nothing new. And the last 4 years, it's had this mid-January dip. So this is like totally expected, completely healthy. In fact, it's so healthy that a company called BitConnect, which is a complete Ponzi scheme and a total scam, got shut down and they closed their doors during this drop-off period. So this was part of just the flushing out. It's just growth of the market. You want to see this pull back so that we can go on the next tear. So despite my portfolio taking a gargantuan hit the last few days, I've actually enjoyed watching this and learning. And then I made some swing trades because of all the volatility. When you have, you know, Bitcoin moving $500 in 15, 20 minutes up and down, there's some money to be made if you kind of have an understanding of some technical analysis, which is what I've been working on for the past bunch of months. So I did some swing trades and yeah, I'm down overall, but you know, compounded a little bit of my money on the way down. I was able to make some, as well as get into another coin that I've been looking at for a while and I'm bullish on. So, you know, it was a good experience. We're not fully out of the woods yet, but it's looking pretty positive. And we're headed back towards 12K right now. So yeah, it's good. It's all good, man. And if you're in these markets, especially during these downtimes, just hold. Just hold, or if you have extra cash that you've been looking to get in, buy more on the way down. Do not panic sell. Do not get rid of the stuff when everyone else is freaking out. That's when you just let it ride. Let it ride. If you believed in what you invested in, now if you're doing it for like a short-term money grab and you have no idea what's going on and you put your money in, you're freaking out, I get it. Those are the people that sell. I can't, but that's why you don't put in more money than you're willing to lose. Having said that, this is not an overnight play. In some nights it will be. You'll wake up in the morning and you'll have 40% gains and you'll be like, fuck yeah. But when you have the 30% losses, you have to ride with those as well, knowing that they're going to bounce back. So that's where my head's been at. And it was actually an enjoyable drop for some reason. As I watched Bitcoin and the rest of my portfolio just bleed out, I have someone at the door. All right, I'm back. It's about 5 hours later. It's like 1 a.m. right now. The knock at the door was my friend and business partner, Eugene, who came over to discuss some stuff about the app and about crypto. And we just got done hanging out a little while ago. I'm so tired now, but I did promise you guys a couple stories. I'm going to skip the reputation story. It's basically just about a guy who is in crypto and like pulled some shady shit. And it just makes you think about like, you know, doing stuff for the short-term dollar and the short-term reward without considering the long-lasting impacts to your peers and to other winners around you is just a silly move. And it's not worth whatever financial gain you'll get in the short term to ruin your legacy and to ruin the way that people think about you. So that was basically the condensed version, the cliff notes of the story that I was going to tell about Litecoin owner Charlie Lee. You can look him up. But the other story was I was hiking the other day, yesterday actually, and I'm walking up the hill and you know, I'm super locked in. I got my headphones in. I'm grinding. I think I was listening to a podcast. I was just like super focused. And all of a sudden I just like see this guy kind of like scrambling in front of me, and he kind of like hits the deck a little bit, and I'm like, oh shit, like yeah, it was must have been a pretty bad fall. But you know, I was kind of looking down as I was walking up the hill, so I didn't really see him. I just saw the aftermath. And he kind of stands up slow. I take my headphone out. I'm like, are you all right, bro? And he's like, yeah, I just almost ran into that rattlesnake. And I'm like, what? And I look up about 10 feet away, and sure enough, there's a rattlesnake sitting right on the side of a very narrow path. Now, call me crazy, but I'm not really scared of snakes for some reason. I know that they're poisonous and they're deadly and they're whatever, but I just feel like they're pretty easy to read, like when they're on guard or when they're just like moving away and cautious. And like, I don't know, they're not like that scary when it comes to just like reading the body language. And this is coming from someone who's spent very little time around snakes. But when I have, I don't know, they're just not that intimidating in terms of like knowing what they're thinking and if they're about to attack you or not. So I just figure as long as I'm like, you know, a snake's length or two away from it, and I'm just kind of standing and observing it, I'm pretty much good. So I, you know, people start walking up behind us who are also on the trail, and there's like becomes kind of this backlog of people. And I walk up kind of close to the snake, and I'm like, yeah, it's not that big. And it starts to like slither across the whole thing. It's probably like 2 feet long. And I'm thinking that's not that big. I mean, if there's like some snakes out there that are fucking monsters, right? Maybe it was 3 feet. But in reality, you know what I mean? Like there's 6 foot, 7 foot, 12 foot anaconda. Like I'm not scared of like a little 3 foot snake. So like, you know, someone's like, it's not that big. And I'm just thinking to myself like, yeah, it's not that big. And so it crosses slowly, but you can tell that it's making its way up, and kind of there's a guy who's kind of on the same page as me, but we're not really scared of it. We're just kind of like standing there. So as it crosses a little bit, we step up a little closer to it so that it knows, like, you know, keep going. And yeah, it just slithers away and then goes into the bushes, and then everyone kind of like scurries past it. And I just hear like people in the back, and they're just like breathing heavy and like, oh my God, it's like, can't believe that just happened. And it's like, guys, it's called fucking nature. Get a grip. I don't know. Am I wrong? Should I be scared of like every little fucking thing? I mean, it's a little snake. Like, what are you so, I mean, I feel like these are the people that just don't have control of their emotions. You know what I mean? Like they're the person that lays on their horn when the light turns green and they're second in line and the guy like doesn't go immediately. Come on! It's that guy. Or like when the little old lady is in line at the grocery store and, you know, she's taking a little bit long to put her stuff onto the conveyor belt or to she's writing a check and they can't wait the extra 20 seconds and they like look around in line like, can you fucking believe this? Like, come on. That's the same guy who is like, oh my God, I can't believe we just saw that snake. That's the same fucking guy. Because to me, just like with the market crashing, it's much better to like just step back and live in the moment and just kind of not be all in your head. Like, Yeah, I could freak out that the market's crashing, or I could just understand that it's part of the process. Yeah, I could like go crazy that there's a snake and like, oh my god, it could kill me and I could die and this is like my life's on the line because there's a fucking snake. Or I could just realize that it's another living thing that also doesn't want to die. So when things like come in front of you in your life and they scare you or they're unexpected, just kind of like take it for what it is and enjoy the process, enjoy the spectacle that is something beautiful like a snake. I mean, you don't see that often, so it was kind of cool for me, and I feel bad for people that can't like just appreciate that stuff and they get all scared about it. I mean, I get it if it's like a huge snake and it's fucking like you are the snake and you have to get by it and like your life is on the line. There's a fucking 3-foot little garden snake. Get over it, yo. All right, now you got me ranting about fucking snakes at 1 a.m. I am exhausted. I'm gonna head to bed now. And I'm going to the Women's March in downtown LA on Saturday, so I'll let you know how that goes. I may actually know what it feels like to be up at 8:30 in the morning. Otherwise, that's about all I got for you. I love all of you, and I will talk to you next Thursday, all right? Peace out.